I don't have the answers as to where the money will come from or how it will be moved. And part of that reason, quite bluntly, is because this board aggressively discourages trustees from having any direct involvement with schools. The province says that trustees can go to schools, but this board doesn't like that. And in years past, I found that when I visited the school, the teachers knew a lot about education. And they knew a lot about the board. And they knew a lot about our budget. And I got great suggestions from the office staff, and I got great suggestions from the custodians. And I got great suggestions from the students. I don't know the philosophy or the reason for the philosophy that there shouldn't be intermingling between trustees and schools. And so we're isolated in this artificial little world called the boardroom. But you know, the majority of people aren't stupid. The majority of people, if you present them with the facts, make the right decision. And this board lives in isolation. Do we possess the knowledge to make the changes? No, we only know what we're told. And so the people who really own the system, the students, the teachers, the staff in the school, we have zero contact with them. And if you look at any organization that's successful, the top doesn't operate in isolation, but we do. And I think it's wrong.